Welcome, 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 welcome to my incredible listeners. As you know, my name is Mark Caesar, the host of the No BS Apartment Investing Podcast. And this is actually a bittersweet moment as I sit here recording this final episode of the show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of my listeners. Without you, the show would not have been as successful as it was. I want to thank you for taking the time out every other week to tune in and to listen to the show, listen to the episodes. And I truly hope that you found massive value in all of the episode and the guests that came on and shared their stories, their journey, and their pitfalls in the real estate space that they're in. And I also want to take the time out to say thank you to all of my guests who also took out the time out of their busy schedule to come on to share their journey in the real estate space. Whatever niche in real estate that they're in, they actually came in and provided so much value that they could have easily put in a course or a mastermind and have you guys pay for, but they came on and they were go-givers. They shared everything and gave it to you guys for free. And I want to thank both of you guys, both parties, listeners, and the guests for a tremendous job. Over the past four seasons, I would say about 50 plus episodes, we've covered a wide range of topics. We've spoken on financial strategies, property managing. We've spoken on apartment investing, the highs and the lows, the pitfalls. We've spoken on wholesaling, development, and so much more, and everything in between. And I would say it's been an absolute honor to share my knowledge and my experience with you, as well as to hear the experiences of all the guests who came on. And again, I hope you found massive value, because I did. And one of the things that I've learned sitting down and recording these episodes and re-listening to them on my spare time is that real estate is a vehicle that helps you build wealth. Real estate will always be popular. And I know the old mantra is everyone needs a place to sleep. Everyone needs a place to live and so forth. And it is true. But real estate is much more than that. Real estate is, it can be generational. It can be an intermediary wealth building tool where you're exchanging, you know, real estate for profit, of course, but it can also be used as a tool for generational wealth. And I think that is the big thing that is going on right now in today's society, where we are looking to build generational wealth that we can pass down to our children, our children's children, and so forth. And also, you know, just learning about the different aspects of real estate, you know, from self-storage, the possibilities of owning self-storage, which can be a recession-proof asset. Multifamily, which can be a way to scale and own more doors and own more units. How to properly underwrite multifamily, how to properly look at, you know, the numbers and make sure that the numbers make sense, where you're not jumping into a bad deal. But most importantly, when I decided to record this show, this podcast, I wanted to bring a different perspective from what we normally hear in the podcast world today. I believe that when I first started, before I started the show, actually, I believe that every podcast had sort of a cookie cutter approach. And they gave a lot of insight on how to start, how to navigate the space. But I seldomly heard anything about the pitfalls, the heartaches that investors endure or go through. And that was what captivated me, because I truly believe that people learn from the heartaches. People learn from the pitfalls of real estate or anything in life. And I wanted to bring the no BS aspect from it, where our guests shared their struggles, shared their heartaches, their pitfalls, whether it be dealing with bad property management, whether it's dealing with property that caught on fire, properties that did not cash flow for years on end, bad partnerships, et cetera, and et cetera. And these pitfalls really brought about, I would say it brought about, it opened up the mind of the investor because it helped you think outside the box. It helped you reach deep into your game book and really see, okay, how can I solve this problem? Because not every course or every guru, quote unquote, teaches you or prepares you for the negative things that can happen in the business of real estate. You only learn these things from firsthand experience while you're in the field. So that is one of the main things that I learned, and I appreciated hearing the true stories from the various guests. You know, as we know, one of the stories that I've heard that still resonate with me to this day is a team of investors, I believe is Susie and Michael Barnhart, where their building caught on fire and they were investing from overseas, from I believe in Europe. And they were able to manage that situation by being on the phone with the property manager, making sure that the property manager was on top of the task, making sure that they spoke with their insurance agent, all the while keeping their investors in the loop to make sure that their investors feel secure enough and understand that, okay, we have this under control. These are the steps that we're taking to mediate this situation so that you're not losing money. And it was such an awesome story. If you didn't listen to it, feel free to go back and look up their episode. But things like that, it really motivates you. It really helps you, again, think outside the box and really understand that, okay, problems will come. Real estate is not risk adverse. And if anyone ever tells you that real estate or any other business in this world is free of risk, my only suggestion to you is to run as fast as possible. Everything, every investment in this world is risky. But the team that is around that work that deals with the investment, the team that is handling the problem, they will show you who they are in the adversity that they're in. That is the name of the game. So we must always come in realizing that, okay, something is bound to happen. When it does, how can I handle the situation? How can I, you know, work around it so that I don't fall into the red or I don't lose my asset or lose investors' money? So that is the beauty of talking to all of these guests and learning from them week after week when we were doing this recordings. But my friends, as they always say, all things must come to an end. However, this is not the end of our journey together. In fact, it's just the beginning of an exciting new chapter. I am thrilled to announce that our show will be undergoing a brand new rebrand, emerging with a fresh name that encompasses all aspects of real estate. We'll be delving into a broad range of topics from residential real estate to commercial, from flipping properties to investing in REITs, financials, and much more. You know, even retirement plan, using your retirement account to invest in real estate and much more. Our goal remains the same, to empower, to educate both seasoned and new investors about the intricacies of the world of real estate. And more importantly, for the real estate investors who come on to share their scary and their ugly stories so that we can learn from their mistakes and we can learn how they overcame those mistakes. Alongside with the rebrand, we'll be unveiling a brand new logo that captures the essence of the revamp show. It will definitely be sleek, modern, symbolic of the exciting content we have in store. I am truly excited, and I can't wait for you all to see the launch and the rebrand and everything that comes about. More importantly, as exciting as this new direction is in, we will be bringing on a diverse array of guests with various real estate backgrounds. Again, we will have guests from the multifamily realm, from the residential, commercial, industrious, you name it, we'll have them on. And of course, I would love to get your input on who you want us to bring on the show, who you'd want to hear from, and who you want to learn. Because again, this show is all about you, the listener. This show is catered to you. So I definitely would love your input, and we'll definitely have a way for you to share your input so that you are fed, you are educated, and ready to take the world by storm and grow your wealth. These industry experts will share their own scary stories and teach us valuable lessons about overcoming unforeseen circumstances. Again, we don't know what's going to happen when we buy an asset. Things are about to happen, and we must always have that asterisk in the back of our head that something may happen, and we need to be prepared for it. And who better to learn from than people who've already gone through those circumstances, those trials, and those heartaches. Together, we'll explore the triumphs, challenges, and ultimately the strategies that led success, that led to success in the ever-evolving world of real estate. Now, before I sign up, guys, I want to express, again, my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for your support. Your listenership, your feedback, and your dedication have been the driving force behind this podcast. And again, if it weren't for you, I probably would not have been doing this for too long. So my friends, stay tuned for the unveiling of this brand new journey that we're about to embark on, this brand new show, this brand new podcast, brand new name, everything brand spanking new, but it will still be centered around real estate and every aspect of real estate. Well, we will be ready to dive into a world of real estate knowledge, inspiration, and the occasional spooky tale. I hope you guys are excited. I couldn't be more excited to embark on this chapter with you. I know I'm eager to launch. So again, thank you for being part of the No BS Apartment Investing Podcast. Get ready for the evolution of our show. And as always, remember to keep learning, keep growing, and never be afraid to conquer the unknown. Until next time, I'm your host, Mark Caesar. To your success. Peace.